energy community of oneness. Thank you for joining. Allow me in your experience participate in this co-creating energy of oneness by listening live archives, requesting energy reading and healing. Hope you are having a wonderful moment in your world. So where I am in this linear time flow is that just expecting the solar eclipse, the new moon coming very soon, the next few days. So into the energetic influence of this shift in the last month of the year, December. This is an eclipse season, and especially for this 2020 unexpected, unusual year, I must say, very historical challenges that we all experience in worldwide. So how important to be reminded and use our personal power for the most effective, efficient way, that is to use for your own bettering, in order to serve others much better. So this day's focus I would like to give is, let us prepare the energy for the new. Let us prepare the energy for the new. After the weekly check-in, conscious breathing exercise, being current, connecting each part of you as and in this co-creating oneness, being part of this larger collective energy from your local point of connecting and fully taking advantage of that power, connecting, being one with the universe that we intentionally co-create. And the second segment, I would like to give an intuitive reading that today's pick is also from the life path. If you'd like to get the personal blind reading from me for free, and please send me a private message over Facebook or Twitter at June Universe, J-U-N-E, June, July, August, June Universe, one word. And select a symbol that represents your life's curious matter, not someone else's, but your life's curious matter, any kind of symbol. And let me know what it's about. Is that about love life or relationship or family matter or career or work? That will help me to deliver that energy insight around the chosen symbol, representing what's happening around the situation in your experience. So that will help me to share as a practical insight that will help you choosing your next better step. Or perhaps it's nothing resonating, and that's fine. You are giving us an opportunity to connect and send the energy for one another's bettering. And I appreciate that and respect your choice. If it's not resonating, please do not take it, and believe in yourself. That will help you knowing what you're looking for. If it's not resonating, either way, it will be fine. So that will be the second segment. And first off, starting with a weekly check-in. Ooh, I'm excited to connect each part of me here now together with you, focusing the breath. Inhaling from the nose. You know what I learned how important to consciously breathe in from the nose, especially during this pandemic, that breathing from nose is less, much protective from the viruses, you know, and the airborne viruses. Inhaling from the mouth would be more higher risk to intaking directly to the lungs, to our body. And ironically, the mask is demanding more oxygen so that we are conditioned to breathe from the mouth in order to get more oxygen. So that actually to put us in more conditioning towards mouth breathing, which is higher risk. So using a conscious power to adjust to breathe in from the nose is such an important things and good things that we can do for our own body system, because we breathe in and out all of the time until we depart this body, right? So let's use our consciousness together to do something good for our body. And then at the same time, connecting what we are thinking, what you are feeling, what you are noticing with all of your senses, seeing, smelling, hearing, tasting, and touching, noticing intuitively or in the mind eyes, just notice, is that about the past, or is that about future, about tomorrow, or this weekend, or this holiday, or this end of the year, or is that from the summer, or, you know, last week? Just observe when we consciously inhaling all the air energy from the nose, fully from the lungs and stomach, and make it as if we have balloon inside of our body, and make it biggest as much as we can, and then let that out slowly, with no longer serving everything. All these belong to the past, your way of being, people, event, sense of self. All these no longer serving your next step, future, but belong to the past. Let that all go together with exhaling from the mouth. Let's do that. We do this 3 times as usual. And then just notice how your body is alerting or not alerting, or which part of self or around you is getting your attention in which way. Just observe. So let us take a long, deep breath, counting 3, 1, from the nose, go, 2, 3, hold it, and let that out slowly from the mouth. One more time, eyes open, wide awake, and notice what your eye is noticing. Ready? Let's go. 1, 2, 3. Hold it. Keep it. the last one, with the sound of your voice saying when you let it all out, the energy belong to the past, from your entire beingness together, connecting in the field energy as one. Ready? Let's go. Thank you for joining conscious breathing exercise, being current here now. This is June Universe. How you feel? I feel my lungs and stomach feel so good as feeling after stretching exercise, maybe the deep breath was helping to stretch a little bit of this muscle around lungs and stomach from inside. And that is a really good thing for our body, like an internal muscle to move with the breath. It's simple, and hope you can find some benefit doing that for your own bettering, connecting to your mind, body, spirit, and soul as one here. So, today's focus I would like to give is energy preparation. And I would like to set the timer here, so then maybe I need to carry over to the next segment. So let us prepare the energy for the new. So our life has a rhythm, many different rhythm, in a shorter span, a little longer span, a middle longer span, or really long spans. And each one of us has own unique way comfortably connecting or changing the way connecting according to our life stage. And the universe is also flowing and changing, never be the same. And here, it's mutual pulls that we are in the part of this cosmic show, expecting new moon, solar eclipse. This is a time, the masculine energy, to go out, seed out, and to begin as new. So wouldn't it be nice to get prepared that feeding and spirit your body on board to this new cycle starting? So what would be really ideal is to getting clarify what you really want to experience for this upcoming new. So cleaning up would help to decide what to let go, what to keep for the next. Heart of the matter alignment. I would like to carry this topic for the next segment. I would like you to click the link from the description to join me. If you are a live listener, please stay with me for the link to be posted shortly. I see you there. Until then, all my love and healing. Welcome back. So, how important to prepare what most excite you, what you really want to experience in your life for this next stage, next phase, next chapter of your journey. Where are you heading? And what is encouraging you to detour, perhaps, or what you feel as an challenges or hurdles, obstacles, roadblocks, whatever you call them. If there's any, this could be another opportunity for us to reset the way to dance this journey towards newness. Especially this end of the year holiday season, that any countries and religions celebrating some sort of their newness, calendar years or religious newness to start new, or moon calendar, it's going to be a little farther compared to the calendar year. So whatever you are choosing for your newness, that new is starting from this new moon in December, that solar eclipse. So let us use this energy wisely and prepare by knowing, connecting your happy, joy, heart of the matter. If it is hard to become clear, so much around in this pandemic, the challenges and obstacles and worries, unsureness, and these energies all around, because these are the rare change happening all over. But you know what? The reality, actuality is change is always happening at somewhere. So this is not an exception. And do we want to use this energy for what? To choose for better in, and that better in always start from your own joy, happy, power, empowering, in order to help others, family, friends, community, serving as in a group and countries, and support one another as in a humanity. It's all start from your joy and happy and excitement and the willingness to live aligned with your heart of the matter, soul's missions and urge and spirit's guidance, with entire knowledge that you gain as an, a person, becoming you as one, being part of that group and community, and empower others because you hold the brightest light within. So allow oneness with your spirit guiding soul's urge. That is to allowing, preparing as you, each part of you, as in a powerful energy of light to brighten the next step for you, for others, to do the same, to do it together, for creating amazing, powerful, new together. Use this collective challenge as a power to transform in gigantic way that we never experienced that in before on this planet Earth. Take care of your knees and play well together. This is June Universe. That's an interesting channeling. So let's prepare to connect. Ask what most excites you. Even if it's forgot long time ago, now is a good time to reconnect and perhaps give yourself permission to set that as a goal. Size doesn't matter, that any action that make you feel closer to that is matter for your spirit's sakes. So I like to move to the intuitive reading. Today's focus is from life path, as usual, life path. And listener, you, I would like you to choose the feeling that you would like to experience using our together energy to be practical and useful for your own bettering. Ideally, choosing the word, one word, and write that down. I would like to have a feeling of excited. How about you? So just take a moment and embody that feeling word. Mine is excited. And when you feel that feeling excited, what you are doing, who's around you, where are you, what you are doing, what you're aware in, what's the smell, just embody that. Exciting, that's my feeling. Yours, your chosen one. Anything that's hopeful, that's good. Loving, that's lovely. Caring, that's nice. Flowing, it's nice. Calm, that's good too. So just feel the feel with the eyes open. And then while I'm delivering the intuitive insight to the energy reading requester, 3 minutes, I would like you to send a good thought to them as if they're experiencing perfect way in their world. And the first, you embody the feeling and then send a good thought, connecting this field energy of oneness. So when you send a good thought, that universal energy return system is coming back to you to help you experience the chosen feeling. That's how important you choose and embody more, and then the power will come back more powerfully. So it's totally your way of connecting to adjusting the amount of the energy you are sitting and then receiving. It's the that's how the beauty of the universal energy of oneness would work for each one of us. And we need one another to be part of this energy. So I totally appreciate your co-creation always. All right. So today's pick, first one I would like to give 3 minutes, is the light. Light. Okay, here we go. All right, so I am sensing this particular light situation is something related to the community of the circle with a very connected, mature participation with the nice quality with a minimum number of shining. It's the very nice quality and trustworthy and in a nice balance. I'm having a sense that half business and half in a sense of spiritual, and that balance is very natural and refined as a social community. and something unique to you and also the people who are joining, participating as a special power that give a boost as a significant person in a good way. I'm having a sense that it is business or spiritual. That question might be you are having on both ends, but actually the center is you. And doing both, having both elements is natural to you. So no need to choose this or this, but it's like you, very authentic self, is and as with this contrast of clear black and white and dark and bright. I'm having a sense that the businessy side or money related will become more focused from now on. And I think that your concern of heaviness of that weight might lose the balance of both ends. If that's the case, that you may be able to back off a little bit the businessy money kind of element separately from this circle community, and remaining your own personal balance as where you are initiating more business driven. However, that community itself is as is the same, and be confident that you are able to have that balance in a nice way to extend, expand, grow as in a community. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. This is Light, category of Life Path. The next one is hibiscus. Hibiscus. Here is the hibiscus. Okay. I'm getting the sense that this hibiscus particular topic is very rooted and nicely comfortable, that you have an enough confidence to move on, connected to your power to decide. And one of the most readiness element of this particular topic is soon to be blossoming and get recognition in the next three weeks to the month. I'm having a sense that a feminine energy is underneath or background of this powerful, in a sense of committed, prepared, passionate, focus. And I like the blend right now, that your readiness and what is behind that readiness. And then also that your idea and calmness of the mind to knowing what will be is also there in the gold level, like very high quality. So that just want you to know that flexibility in a practical way can be applied when you are encouraged to be flexible, to expand on this life path. I have a sense that January would be a very good mixture of collaborations or unexpected, colorful adding that would boost that quality and in a fashionable way, more tastier and more variety to make it attractive element that you originally created, and then it's really getting that juice from this January's collaborating element to make it attractive package. I'm having a sense that this is something started from this summertime or before summer, and feels sort of frustrated because unable to see what's coming up as an horizon, but seems to be this is going to be it. And so get excited as this hibiscus itself is ready, and I'm sending lots of love and healing to your creation. Take action. Good luck. This is hibiscus category of life path. I think I like this combination of the focus. All right, the next one is dolphin. Dolphin. Here's your 3 minutes, dolphin. Okay. Okay, so having a sense this particular dolphin situation is about the 1/3 of that particular goal set by you. And I feel there's an hesitation to show it as a, well, it's still on the development process. And that's one way. However, that perhaps the people want to see as what's happening, they're in the process. And then there is an benefit of showing the process, then I feel there, you may have that traumatic experience in the past that show in the process and discouraged to almost like a bullying you experienced in that in back in 2012. In that time, the maturity wasn't there yet as now you have, including the immunity, that your defense and way to protect the seed, to even to show others how it will grow as in a process, is environment completely transformed in a different way. Then I have an apology from the past uncomfortable challenge that put you back into, in a sense, almost losing confidence, and forgiving that part of you by attacked this particular person is your gain instead of punching back to this person. And I feel you already have enough to use that as an gain instead of like not touching that past, you know. It just bring that up. That was that. I was immature, and now I'm mature, so it's fine to do it. You know, there's an always failure to become better, and nothing is actually a failure until you defining that as an a failure. And look, that your growth is so fast, so is everything else. So, and the 1 hour or 1 day even is giving you a totally different view. So review what your journal or progress and how you are engaging to such a small things. And universe is holding the space for you to explore what actually at the root of this dolphin. Good luck. I'm sending lots of love and healing to this dolphin. Good luck. All right, this is that was pretty heavy, but I think you can shift that now for the next. The last one today is wind. Wind. Here is your 3 minutes wind. Okay. I'm having a sense that you clean nicely about this wind situation, consciously organized and now ready to serve. And it gives a sense of defined, clean, fresh feel. And people would love to be surrounded by this wind situation right now. And I sense that what you've did something towards this is not that so long ago. It's just recently you consciously done it. And then that's the good feeling that you would like to remember in for particular wind situation. That will pull in that resonance to what you really claimed for and be open to receive it. So now perhaps it's a good time to practice how you're going to receive when it delivered through synchronicity or through friends or. Perhaps that you may already forgot about what you claimed for. So updating that awareness and you what you claimed for, so then when it comes and you can get it to really remember it. What you have become. Sometimes the old you is still dominant operation. That old type of self is still here. Means like, no, it's the derivative to the wrong place. And no, you got to update your address here now, your awareness, the new you aligning to the new reality time. Good luck. This is really exciting. And it's kind of short, so let me get that. It's really grounding, and February would be a good month to step by yourself, by your foot, and reflecting what comes through the synchronicity and take action, knock the door to what really help you get to the next step. And until February, become aware what delivers and allow that updated you, new you, to fully defining alignment, becoming that you for next stage to dance onward from February. Good luck. This is so exciting. Wind, category of life path. You can also request your life's curious matters, intuitive, psychic, blind reading by sending me a private message over Facebook, Twitter at June Universe, J-U-N-E Universe. Choosing one symbol, any kind of symbol that represents your life's curious matter, and let me know what it's about. Is that a love life or relationship or family matter or career? So that will help me to read the energy and deliver as an insight that useful for your next better step. If it's resonating, take it. It's yours for free. And if it's not resonating, please do not take it, because I respect you must be the most knowledgeable person about your life and your choice. So if it's not resonating, that will help you to find what you are looking for as an information. So that will help you one step closer to clarifying your path. So either way, it would be fine, and you are helping us to connect as one energy and helping one another to send a good thought and then receiving the energy for our own chosen experience. And thank you. We all need one another to be part of this energy of oneness. And thank you for requesting and listening. Listener, you. So how's your experience, listener, you, embodying your chosen feeling? Do you still remember that feeling word chose for yourself today? Mine is excited. Yeah, I think I feel more energized, excitement. How about you? So before we close in, let's embody the chosen feeling together with the conscious breath. Breathe in from nose one time deeply and fully feel the feeling we chose for today and let that out, no longer serving, returning back to the universe together. Ready? Counting 3, 1 from the nose, go. 2, 3. Thank you for co-creating energy of oneness. This is June Universe at Ninja Intuitive. I see you next time. Until then, all my love and healing to your heart.